American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, but three picks in the fourth round. And so what I wanted to do, you know, a little bit different kind of setup from yesterday and the day before, which was awesome, going live the whole day. Really enjoyed that, but wanted to wait till they made some picks and then jumped on here afterwards to kind of break down what I think those fits are. Got some questionable ones. You've got some really good ones. And so the 49ers walk out of the fourth round after trading out of the fourth round, then back into the fourth round with three picks. And that's a little bit confusing. The first pick was Malik Mustafa, cornerback/safety out of Wake Forest. Really, really love that pick. By far my favorite pick of the round. Then Isaac Guerrero, running back out of Louisville, traditional Shanahan staple. You know, go get your oversized running back with top-end speed that, I mean, is there a difference between him and Trey Sermon and Ty Davis Price or Joe Williams? It's so similar. And then Jacob Cowling. And this is another thing, wide receiver Arizona, double dipping. And we've seen the 49ers do this. I think it's like four consecutive drafts in a row where – there's a position of need, which I've been screaming from the rooftops. Wide receiver is going to be a position that they drafted, and they go after not only one, but two. My only issue is they're both slot guys. I don't think Jacob Cowing might be a better outside fit than Ricky Pearsall, who they got in the first round, even though he's 5'11", 170. He's a tiny, tiny guy. And so we're going to kind of break each one of these down in detail, but the whole picture – the 49ers march to their own beat. Their draft board is different than everybody else's. Now, these are all players that the 49ers have met with. And so if we're sticking with the theme of removing any type of, you know, the Niners know these guys. They know all of them. They had them all on top 30. Shout out to Steph. Sanchez, who's the best in the business for, you know, keeping us up to date on all those things. And that's what it is. Now, so let's go through each one of these in detail, okay? So let's start with Malik Mustafa, by far my favorite pick, maybe one of my favorite picks of this entire draft. 5'10", 209. It's what the 49ers want. They want 6 foot, 200-pound DBs. He fits that to a T. Ran his 40-yard dash at his pro day, which was a 4.54. He's up there with the kind of fastest safeties that we have. Small hands, 9-inch hands, 22 bench press reps, which is pretty solid. Loves to compete. And my favorite thing about Malik Mustafa, you know, you watch Wake Forest, which, you know, you see their field. It's a little different than most NCAA, like, field. So their film's different. And it jumps off right off the bat how much this kid loves football. So Malik Mustafa, you know, and this was something, if you listen to the Shanahan Lynch press conference after day one or day two, love football, no injury history. Malik Mustafa loves football more than anybody that you could talk about ever. You see him, he'll watch a player on his team make a play, and that dude is just so animated. Energy level 100. And yesterday, it was interesting because John Lynch said, you know, Fred Warner loves football, and you have to love football to because it hurts, and your body goes through all these things. You got to love football. Malik Mustafa, 100%. Like, if there's anybody that they have drafted so far that is a gold helmet guy, it's the safety, Malik Mustafa. And that I think that's where he's going to play. He can play some slot. He can play corner, but I think safety is probably going to be where he kind of fits. Loves to compete, plays with nothing but passion. Not a ball hawk, though. That's not what he does. And the Niners, that's not something that they put a premium on. Turnovers are important, but they care much more just about making, you know, it hard for the wide receivers to catch passes and whatever else. Zero penalties in 4 years. Clean player. That's incredible. Special teams background, strong run defender who can play all the defensive back spots. But again, I think safety is where he's probably going to be. Dave Brugler agrees. He had a third round grade on him. We got him in the fourth. Probably the biggest value pick versus consensus big board to where the 49ers got him. I think that's kind of where they're at. He can cover some ground vertically. You know, 4.5 40 isn't great, but it's not bad for a safety player. My thing is, like, his acceleration jumps off the board. I mean, he goes 0 to 100 really, really quick. And so his only speed is full speed. I put that in there. Now, his name's Abdul Malik Mustafa, and goes by Malik. I like this. And shout out to my man, Josh. You know, he's helping me with the background research and all that stuff. There's so much stuff about this guy. He was one of Bruce Feldman's freaks lists. He was number 59 coming out of high school. So physicality, and if you type in Malik Mustafa, you'll see the pictures that pull up. Dude's jacked. he enjoys the weight room. That's all I'm going to say. So that fits. And by far, probably the best athlete that we have at the safety position. Now, is he a better athlete than a safety? That's a legitimate concern. You talk about Talanoa Hufanga, that dude's a safety. He's just football player, but athleticism, not off the charts. You talk about Jair Brown, who we got in the third round, athlete plus football player. Now we're talking about a fifth round pick, which is where Talanoa was as well. So you're missing some of those things. So he's a freak athlete, but is safety where he's going to fit? Because again, another versatile piece. Everybody that they draft is versatile for the most part. You know, it's kind of what it is. He led his high school to a perfect 16-0 in state title in 2019. He was teammates with Will Shipley, who we're going to talk about in a second. Which, man, you guys know how much I like Will Shipley. It just didn't kind of work out, sadly. He went off the board, and you know, we'll talk about that in a second. But team captain for Wake Forest, that's huge. Tone setter. I love all those things. Now, he did have a torn ACL in 2021, but you're talking three consecutive years after the fact where, you know, he was fine. And so he's played 39 career games. That's ridiculous. That is, the Niners have gone after players with so much tape and consistent tape, I would argue, that they're trying their hardest to kind of mitigate the unknown. Started at Richmond, transferred to Wake Forest, was there for 3 years, 39 career games played. This dude has played some football. And he's just fun. Nasir Adderley, one of my former favorite, like, safety prospects, didn't really work out for the Chargers too much. But guess what? Man, I don't even know. I think Brandon Staley drafted Nasir Adderley. Maybe not, but he was with the Chargers when he was there. So that's kind of a weird, you know, Brandon Staley, he's advising the 49ers now. And so you see some parallel. And you remember a couple of years ago when everybody got pissed off that the Niners didn't take Nick Cross, the safety, whenever he was on the board? Guess what? That's my athletic comp. Nasir Adderley, play style comp. On my 49ers fit scale, I got an 8 out of 10. I would not be shocked in the least if he's got a gold helmet, you know, and we'll find out at the end of this. Listen to these PFF scores. 87.5 run defense. That's what he brings. 79.6 overall, pretty solid. Coverage, 87.5. Like, come on, that's awesome. I'm sorry, 72.1. The analytics are good. It's just, he's a little bit of a tweener. Is he nickel? Is he a corner? Is he a safety? I want to see him at safety. I think that's his best spot. But by far, you know, my favorite player of this, you know, fourth round pairing that we're going to talk about. Real quick, I just want to jump over to The Athletic, kind of Dane Brugler's write-up on him. This is his overall. This is Dane Brugler of The Athletic. Mustafa doesn't have the tape of an instinctive ball hog. Not a ball hog. But his passionate competitor with outstanding range versus the run, disciplined movements and coverage with skill set similar to Jordan Whitehead. That's a really good comp there. He should sign on special teams coverage and will push for defensive snaps early in his career. That's exactly what we need. Let's say hypothetically, Hufunga's not ready early. I think he will be, but let's say he's not. There's a legit opportunity that Malik Mustafa starts week one of this season. As a rookie, that is a possibility. Way better than, you know, George Odom. That's not a possibility. He's a good player, and he's got a lot of experience, so he can step in right away in that safety role. Special teams, obviously.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, and he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. I really, really like that pick. Now, all right, let's get to Isaac. The 49ers traded back, you know, one spot yesterday and picked up a fifth-round pick. I love that. I really did enjoy that maneuverability. But then you package that fifth round that you got from dropping back one spot with your other fifth rounder to jump all the way up. I'm not opposed to that for a running back. This is where I'm like, whew, didn't like this at all. You had Will Shipley go off the board, who I loved. I had a third round grade on. Then you had Ray Davis go off the board, who I loved, at a fourth round grade on. And then you take the running back, because I'm pretty sure both those guys were really high on the Niners board. And they were like, look, we got three running backs. We want to get one, get Kyle's toy. We'll talk about the fit there in a second. But when both those guys went back to back, I think they panicked. I really do. Very similar to Joe Williams back in the day where they had to jump up. They had to jump up. And so you trade two fifth rounders to the Jets to go get this guy. And man, like, I don't know. Isaac Guerrero, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. I didn't like his tape at all. I really didn't like his tape. Now you look at the body and the athleticism and the metrics. I get it. 6 foot 221, huge. 4.33 speed. Awesome. Shanahan loves shifty wide receivers. This is the least shifty change of direction running back in the entire draft. Not like that has been drafted. I'm saying in the entire draft, this dude cannot turn a corner to save his life. Now, and Shanahan talked about this in the thing yesterday. You look at Isaac Guerrero's three cone, it's a 6.9, which is solid for a 221 running back. That's good. But Shanahan talked about this yesterday, and that's why I'm like, man, really? He said sometimes you'll get these guys where the film change of direction is just not there, and then you get a good three cone, and it's like, what happened there? Or vice versa. Shanahan said that yesterday. Then he trades up for the epitome of what he was talking about. This dude cannot change directions at all. Top end speed and size. That's what he brings. He's 24 years old, explosive lower body. I hate that I put this in my write-up, and it makes sense. Because when the Niners drafted Ty Davis Price, I think it was Adam Peters, had this quote, big back with little back feet and speed. As long as he's going vertical, that's awesome. I mean, the speed and the explosiveness is there. But I wrote that on his like write-up, and I was like, man, it's a Niners guy, obviously. Like, there's so much about the old Shanahan one-cut runner, blah, 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 blah. I hate that I wrote that. One-cut runner, home run hitter, top gear is impressive, opposite of shifty, struggles, yeah, getting past the defensive line. This is a Derrick Henry style, 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards, 30 yards, right? 2 yards, 2 yards, 15 yards. You got to give him carries. How is he going to get carries? How is he going to get carries? You're not taking CMC off the field at all. You've got Elijah Mitchell to spare him for a few snaps. JP Morgan, I think, is a way better running back than Isaac Guerrero is now. Maybe you're playing into the future, you know, with Elijah Mitchell only having 1 year left on his contract. I don't know. And before anybody asks, like, should we trade Elijah Mitchell? Nobody wants that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Elijah Mitchell. He's awesome. We've had him out to our events. He's really kind. I really enjoy him. But with that injury history, man, why not just go draft a running back, which there's so many guys available still. That's why I don't understand the, you know, trading two fifth rounders. I hate the trade. I don't dislike the player. And again, like, if I look at my big board, you know, I have him number 97. You got value there. I get that. That's awesome. But was it even a need at all for what the Niners have? Like, how is this dude going to get touches? I just don't understand. And you say, well, yeah, it's a draft a year out. Like, I don't know. The two fifth rounders, if you drafted them with the next fourth round pick that was there, cool. I would have liked that way more, but that's okay. Niners must have had a very, very huge grade on him. Pass pro receiving, beyond solid. Not a lot of flaws in his game besides he can't wiggle. The only missed tackles that he does is people falling off of his waist as he runs past him. He makes nobody miss. This is a bull in a china stop. I'm running that way. Red Rover, Red Rover. That's Isaac Guerrero, who he is. Now, kick returner upside, that's there. And so, like, you could do that with the new kickoff style rule, speed, and it's, you know, we'll talk about the wide receiver here in a second, Jacob Cowan, because he's got returners ability as well, but he's small, shifty. This is big speed. Interesting. Father's from Central Africa. He was Mr. Football of Indiana. I don't know. Four consecutive seasons over 6.0 yards per rush is pretty great. And if you want to fall in love with Isaac Grando, it's the yards per carry. But again, the way that that is established, 2 yards, 2 yards, 20 yards. There's just a lot of carries where it's just like, all right, next play. All right, next play. All right, next play. I don't know. Transfer from Wisconsin after 5 years, four-time all-academic Big Ten, IQ off the charts. That's been huge. My play style comp was Montario Hardesty, but with more speed. So, but again, shiftiness is just not there. It's not there. Pass pro's good. So graduated with a degree in personal finance. Like, awesome guy off the field. Man, he was a 23-foot long jumper. That's huge. Lower body explosiveness. That shows up. I get it. Ran a 10.5. Like, this dude's quick. He's fast. Speed, big body. I don't know, though. It's my least favorite pick. And it's value-wise. Like, that's the thing. If you were upset by the 49ers taking Pearsall, which was a reach, taking Renardo, which was a reach, like perfect fits. But if you wanted value, you should love this pick because this is a value. Two fifth rounders for a guy that the Niners are going to say they had a third round grade on him. I guarantee it. I don't know. It's not one of my favorites at all. I don't know when he's going to see the field, to be honest with you. Now, Dane Brugler had a fourth round grade on him. This dude, he's got a lot of carries in his career, 231 carries. Actually, it's not too bad. It's actually really not bad at all. As far as like how much time and, you know, treads on the tires and all that stuff, did have a torn Lisfranc, in his left foot in 2021. That's huge. But you've got 2022 and 2023, you're 2 years removed from that. That's huge. You know, he's going to be old, 24 years old, only three career 100-yard games in his career. But that's a big reason why he transferred away from Wisconsin, because he wasn't the guy there. So he transferred to a team where he could get those carries. I don't know. Here's Dane Brugler's overall write-up. Guerrero doesn't have an impressive body of work, but his build, explosiveness, ability on passing downs, blocking and receiving, that's huge, suggests his NFL resume will far outshine what he did in college if he can stay healthy. We're day three. Health history is important. Man, I really hope that we finally get past that whole running back, you know, Shanahan, whatever. And hey, at least he didn't take one in the third round. He went into the fourth and traded up there. And my buddy Emil's laughing like, I don't know. Now, the third pick, Jacob Cowan, met with the Niners, 23 years old, Arizona, 5'8", 168. Dude is tiny, tiny, tiny. You're thinking Tank Dell. Like, that's best case scenario. 4.3 speed. Man, we got a lot of speed throughout this draft. Every player that we drafted is pretty damn quick. Quick guy, 7.023 cone. So here's what's funny. Back to Shanahan's quote yesterday. Sometimes you see change of direction on tape and you see a three cone and it's like, oh, that doesn't match. Jacob Cowing makes he's shifty. But he had a worse three cone than Isaac Guerrero. Take that for what you will. You can spin that either which way. One, the tape tells you this dude's shifty. Or two, the metrics say he's shifty. These two are two diametrically opposed players. But productive but tiny. Caught a pass in 57 straight games. Never missed a game in 5 years. So you're talking Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver. You're talking Jacob Cowan, wide receiver. Neither one of them has missed a game in 5 years. Durability is there. Puts more effort into blocking than most 200-pound wide receivers in this class. I'd put that on top of Ricky Pearsall as well. Pearsall is a willing blocker, not a very good one. I saw people saying that Pearsall is a great blocker, and I was just like, man, tape does not say that at all. Jacob Cowing at 168 pounds, that dude's working his tail off. Probably a slot only player. That's what I put on Pearsall's thing too. One of those guys going to play outside. That's all there is to it. Tough gadget, returner at worst. Screens, hitches, and quick outs is all that he ran. That's it. Arizona is a weird offense. Cannot, you know, the combine showed Jacob Cowing can break in and out of routes, savvy, nuanced route runner. You just didn't see it on tape because they never asked him to do that. You got to be okay with his size, which clearly they are. Another Phoenix player. So you've got Brock from Arizona. You got Pearsall from Arizona. Now you've got Jacob Cowing from Arizona. He attended Maricopa High School. I don't know. We'll have to go back and look and see if he played against Brock and those other guys, because I bet there's some carryover somewhere. And he's just a fun player. Hey, speed. And he showed up in big games. He was the Alamo Bowl offensive MVP, academic honor roll, Conference USA, after he transferred out of UTEP. So he was at UTEP. Then he went to Arizona. He's a fun player. Tutu Atwell, Greg Dortch, like the size is so limited. Acceleration, that's top notch, maybe best out of this draft. Footwork's a 9. Route running's a 9, even though he didn't do it on tape. He's got all the skills there. So, that's kind of where we're at. Walking out of the fourth round, I'm not like overly like pumped. I ain't going to lie. We'll see. But the 49ers have drafted two of the same position several times. Every single time, the second person drafted, that's been the stud. And so Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, I don't know. You can go back to, you know, the running backs. You trade up for Trey Sermon. Elijah Mitchell was the guy. You draft Ambry Thomas, then Demo later. Demo was the guy. You get Cameron Latu last year, Braden Willis. Braden Willis outplayed him, clearly. Will that continue? I hope not. I hope all these guys are successful. And, you know, we're going to be doing our film breakdowns on the 49ersrush.com. I fly back to the mothership tomorrow. And as soon as I land, I've already got the film clips downloaded and all that stuff. We'll be breaking down those films over there. Debo and Hurd. There we go. That I left that one out. They did draft Debo and Hurd, and Debo was obviously the stud and not the second one. So that axiom doesn't apply all the time for sure. Still no defensive lineman. We got some picks. We got a 6th and a 7th rounder left. Whew. We'll see. And right here, shout out to Steven. He says, you know, how did Green and Pearsall perform against each other? I haven't done that tape yet, but it's going to be one of the ones I break down. But Shanahan said they didn't line up against each other. Renardo Green's outside corner, predominantly at, you know, Florida State. Pearsall, like I said, slot guy, 62% of his snaps inside. So the matchups just weren't there with what they did. And I don't know. We'll see. The draft's not over. You get a stud in the 6th and 7th round, it could save some things. Hopefully these players all pan out, but I ain't going to lie. I am not like overly like ecstatic about this draft. I'm not a big fan of draft grades, but I'm B- best case scenario. But if you get a couple starters out of this and it works out, that'd be huge. You do have versatility across the early picks for sure, and I think that's huge. But I'll jump on at the end of the draft, hopefully, and talk some more. Appreciate you guys. It's been a crazy fun weekend. We got a little time till the Niners pick next up, but we've added some players. We just got to see. We just got to see how it all shakes out. Appreciate you guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.